Welcome back to Texas Field. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. It's halftime. Certainly been a good first half of play for the Wimberley Texans. This is how it went down. Gavin Martinez with a 31-yard touchdown run, followed by a Curtis Bingle extra point with 9:12 left to play in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Wimberley. Texans then stretched that lead on a Guy Kipperus 14-yard touchdown run. It was Bingle on the extra point with 5:56 left to play in the first quarter. And that made the score Wimberley 14-2 over Hondo. Davin Masur with a 70-yard scoop and score on a fumble return. 70 yards went Davin. Bengals kick with 1:52 left to play in the first quarter gave Wimberley a 21-0 lead. You would think that with 1:52 left to play in the first quarter, probably another couple of touchdowns would not be scored. And if you thought that, you would be mistaken, because Jacob Thies then took the ensuing kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown. Van Dam's extra point with 1:37 left to play in the first quarter made it Wimberley 21 and Hondo 7. Wimberley then scored its fourth touchdown of the quarter when Colby Crowder took a 49-yard pass from JoJo Weeks. He was wide open. Nobody was in the same area code as Colby Crowder. Bengals extra point made it 28-7 with 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter, and that's how the first quarter ended. Hondo then got back on the scoreboard when Van Dam boomed a 40-yard field goal with 6:19 left to play in the first half, made it 28-10. Wimberley Texans then scored on a 71-yard pitch and catch. Moss Carruthers on the touchdown pass play. Check that. No, that was a running play by Moss Carruthers. That was a scintillating run by Moss, to say the very least. 5:52 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 35-10. And then Martinez with his second touchdown of the night, 44-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. Bengals extra point with 37 seconds left to play in the second quarter made it Wimberley 42 and Hondo 10. And that is where we stand at halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more of a halftime show. We'll let you listen to the bands. After this brief timeout, you're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Mike Coble at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcoble.com. Mike Coble is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333. And is an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163.
And we're back here at Wimberley Stadium here, Texan Stadium. We're going to kick it down to the field here. We got the Hondo Owls band, and we're going to bring you a little bit of the band. We'll come back with some scores, obviously some second-half football for you. Stay with us. And here is the Hondo Owls marching band. Welcome back. We're going to slide off to a break real quick. The Hondo Owls are going to pick up their things, take off the field. And up next here, we got the Wimberley Texan marching band coming. We're going to go to a break real quick. Don't leave. We will see you back in moments.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Back to Texan Stadium here. We're going to kick it now. We got the Wimberley High School marching band here. Looks like the Wimberley Junior High Band is going to be joining them. They're stretched all the way from the close sidelines out to the logo midfield. So we're going to kick it down to the field and let you guys enjoy them for a couple minutes. We'll be back with some scores, some different things, and ready to get kicked off for the second half. You've got the high school marching band here.
Texan Stadium, it's halftime. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Some scores for you. And per usual, our scores tonight brought to you, scores and highlights by Eric Willis and Natural Development. We already gave you all of the scoring that took place in this ball game. It was a bunch. Wimberley leads it at halftime over Hondo by a score of 42-10. Wimberley likely will play either Pearsall or Carrizo Springs next week in the first round of the playoffs. And when we find out details, we will pass those along to you. throughout the weekend. At some point, we will find it out, and again, we'll let you know. And we will be wherever the Wimberley Texans will be next week. Pearsall leads Carrizo Springs tonight, by the way, by a score of 14-2. All of these scores are very late in the first half or at halftime. Navarro all over Bandera, no surprise there. 35-0 the score in that one. Dripping Springs continues its awesome season tonight. 21-0 over an outmatched Marble Falls team. It's Rouse 21-13 over Bastrop. Giddings, one of the two teams to have beaten Wimberley this year. Giddings ahead of Columbus, 35-7 the score in that one. Lehman, surprisingly, over Leander tonight, 20-14 the score. Bowie shutting out San Marcos, 24-0. I believe that's halftime as well. And Fredericksburg ahead of Eastside Memorial by a score of 28-0. Again, our scores and highlights tonight brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Wimberley Texan Man is finishing up here at halftime. Both of the teams are back onto the field and stretching and getting ready for the second half. Again, our score at a halftime, Wimberley 42 and Hondo 10. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with the opening kickoff of the second half after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley, and KOOFM.org. The best music on earth.